Today we enter in this holiest of weeks, a week of repentance, reflection, and remembrance. We enter in this holy week with the festive shouts of Hosanna, and also with the perverse cry, "Let him be crucified." We come together to journey with Jesus through his final days on earth and to witness the triumph of love over hate and longing to be transformed by the power of the resurrection. As we prepare to walk with Jesus through this week, we are confronted with the stark contrast between Jesus' empire of love and the violent empire of death that ruled the world at that time with the perverse cry, "Let him be crucified." An empire of death that wants us to believe that it still has a hold on us today. As we gather together, either from up close or from afar, this week we will witness how those who benefited from Jesus from the empire of death set out on a campaign to defame and to silence Jesus. His message and embodiment is not just words, but the message and embodiment of love, of justice and peace, proved to be too much to the systems that count only the spineless violence as a source of authority. Either from afar or from up close, we will sense that tension, which is palpable on the events that leads to Jesus' crucifixion. As he entered Jerusalem riding on a donkey, and the multitudes welcomed him with the shouts of Hosanna. Now, this Hosanna is not just a shout of praise. It's also a cry for help. It means save us. As they shouted, "Hosanna," or "Save us," the crowd laid down their cloaks and palm branches, creating a carpet of praise for the one they believe will overthrow them from the oppressor, will overthrow the oppressors. However, Jesus does not come to conquer through cowardly violence or through vulgar force. He comes as a servant, a humble king who washes his disciples' feet, sets a table for his friends, and called us to love one another as he loved us. He doesn't seek to overthrow the Roman Empire, but rather to usher a new empire, empire of love. This contrast between Jesus' empire of love and the violent empire of death is what we will witness, either from up close or from afar, this holy week. We will see that Jesus is betrayed by his disciples, arrested, tried, and sentenced to death by a corrupt and an unjust system. He is mocked, beaten, and humiliated by the very people that he came to serve. And he endures the excruciating pain of the cross. And yet, despite all these adversities, despite of all this resistance and violence, Jesus never wavers, never give up in his dedication to love. We will witness from up close or from afar how Jesus forgives his tormentors, He consoles the thief at the cross, and he entrusts his mother to the care of his beloved disciple. The liturgies throughout the week, their urges, they will invite us and they will open for us an opportunity to reflect on the confusion, on the disarray, and on the chaos of Jesus' last week on earth. However, these events that we remember this week, it's not just a story we remember, but it's a story that we're asked to participate in. These are not just events in the past. Betrayal, brokenness, despair, confusion, desolation, anger, bitterness, agony, and death. These are things that we all experience. These are things that we cannot avoid. In a way, many of us carry a passion of our own. So the story this week of the passion of Christ, it highlights God's solidarity with us, God's solidarity with the human condition. So this week, as you journey through Holy Week, bring your pain, bring your whole selves, and also bring your deepest desire for redemption and your strongest dream of a new society. Because while Holy Week connects us with grief and sorrow, it does through the commitment to the empire of love. So may we be committed to that empire of love with such vitality and audacity that the empire of death have no choice but to retreat in terror, crumbling. Hosanna.